Welcome to the first ever Truck Stop podcast, brought to you by Arrow Cricket. My name is Leighton, and I will be the host of this podcast. This episode will feature Whitney, who is my girlfriend, my business partner, and the mother of my dog. We'll be talking about everything from behind the scenes of our business to our first ever French kiss.
You can't say what? I was getting hot.
Okay. Well, welcome to our first ever guest, Whitney Vincent. How are you, Whitney?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm doing all right. How was dinner?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What'd you have?
I had the Mex.
Yeah.
Put some nachos. Can't go wrong.
Did you use a fork or your fingers?
I used both.
No, you didn't. You used your fingers. Disgusting.
What do you have, a HSP?
No, I had actually kebab meat and salad. Actually, talking about that, is it acceptable to have a kebab sober?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
See, when I was young, that was acceptable. But the more I've grown up, when I've like moved to Geelong, I feel like it's not.
Nah, I'd happily go down and get a kebab in the middle of the day.
Oh, no, don't worry. I know. There's actually really good footage of you falling asleep at the kebab shop, eating the kebab, making love to
it,
actually.
Not making an appearance on the Instagram.
Well, I might a little short little clip on there, I reckon.
No one needs to see that.
But going on from what's embarrassing, what are some things that you find embarrassing but aren't? I seen a thing on, was it TikTok or Instagram the other day that talked about, you know, those little things.
Yeah. Crossing the pedestrian crossing, something like that.
Yeah, see, yeah. I don't find that awkward at all with you.
Yeah, especially waiting for the buzzer to go green, like standing there and you're like, listen to it, and then it goes green, and then you got to check to make sure it's your light that's green and not the other one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing that I probably do find a little bit awkward. It's like, I actually seen it tonight. You know when, say, you go get the Mex, right?
Yeah.
And I might whip next door and get some, like, Asian food or something like that, yeah. Right? And then I bring my food and sit out the front of the Mex and eat my food. I feel like that's really embarrassing.
That is a bit embarrassing.
But, yeah, I don't know if other people do. What's some other ones?
There's heaps.
I can't really think of one. What's massive one is when you go to the men's urinal.
Yeah.
And you stand next to someone and you're sort of like talking and making eye contact and you get a little piss shy. That is really, really embarrassing. But it probably shouldn't be, really.
I don't have that problem. I've got
that's true.
Their own cubicles.
That'd be a bit weird if you stood up and pissed off, to be honest. Maybe we can ask some listeners on our Instagram what they find embarrassing, maybe.
Yes, that's a good one.
Going forward. So I thought I'd get to know us a little bit. We are the owners of Arrow Cricket, and we do have this podcast, the Truck Stop podcast, which is very new, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. First ever episode.
Yeah, it is. But or maybe we'll start with talking about Arrow Cricket and why and how did we start it. I sort of feel like a bit of background, like Whitney, have you ever watched cricket before you met me?
No, I literally knew nothing about cricket until I met Leighton, and I didn't even realise how much of a big deal it was until I met Leighton. I just thought he talked shit about it the whole time, to be honest.
No shit. But, like, Whitney's family, like...
I'm a family of girls, yeah.
Family of girls. Plus you've got your dad. But your dad was more into, like, golf and stuff like that, not really into
loves golf.
Cricket. But, like, Whitney had no idea about cricket. So, like... That real funny story about, so Gray Nichols, right? Oh. Do you want to tell it?
Nah, you can tell it.
All right, I'll tell it. So, like, what we were searching through Instagram or something, I don't know what it was.
So we'd started up Arrow Cricket and obviously
You're telling the story now?
No, you're telling it. I'm just telling the first bit that you're about to cut off. Obviously, I don't know much about cricket or anything like that. So I was stalking other brands for our Instagram just to get some like inspo of ways I could take photos of our gear. And yeah, you can continue the story from there.
And then she come across this like page, like, oh, Leighton, have a look at this. It looks unreal. He's like, oh, Gary Nichols. And I was like, what? I've never heard of Gary Nichols. And I was like, oh, you're taking the piss. Gray Nichols. And she's like, yeah, that's what I meant. Gary Nichols. And I was like, oh, shit. shit, here we go.
Still to this day, I'm calling it Gary
Nichols.
I'm confused.
I don't even know what it is. It's all the same. Don't worry about it. But as going a little bit further back, like, how did I get you to start Arrow Cricket? You knew nothing about cricket.
Nothing at all. I remember when you first came home with the idea, like you were talking about how you went to was it Keeley factory or something over in England when you were over there.
Yeah.
And you were showing me photos and you're like, oh, it's so good. And you're like, I'd love to do something like that. And I just never really thought much of it until one day you come home and you said, nah, that's it. We're starting your own cricket brand. And I just laughed and I was like, nah.
You did laugh.
I did.
Straight in my face. I'm like, all right.
I was like, you are full of shit.
Obviously, I didn't really think into it, to be honest. But we did have someone that sort of had like a foot in the door that knew a supply. But we thought we'd sort of try our own first. And I'll never forget, we messaged this bloke from Pakistan. Got all on WhatsApp. I'm telling Win, I'm all excited.
And I was like a bit sketchy about it. I was like, oh, I don't know about this. It was a bit daunting, I guess, because I didn't know anything about cricket. Didn't know how the business would run. Like, Leighton just come home with this idea and nothing to follow through with it. And then, anyway, I kind of jumped on board and I got really excited and we made some logos up and stuff like that. And then, yeah, this Pakistan guy.
So, yeah, we sent all the logos which Whitney designed throughout a day. And then I sent them to him and then he's like, oh, yeah, you can, you know. He actually rang and he goes, oh, hello, sir, whatnot. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. I'm like, oh, that's lovely. And all of a sudden he goes, oh, I love you too. He's going, I'm like, oh, my, this is a bit weird. Like, English is a bit broken here. And then anyway, he sent us.
He said we had to pay a deposit for it to get made and then pay the rest once it's made. So we paid a deposit first.
And then all of a sudden I tried to message him a few days later to see if he got the payment. Blocked, gone, everything. Couldn't find him. And
he didn't even exist.
Yeah, just scammed us at the start. So then we're like, oh.
And we sent him about, what was it, $400?
Oh, I think it was a little bit more.
I can't even remember.
But yeah, anyway.
Money. So then we're on the back foot.
We're on the back. We'll down the gurgle 400 from the start.
And I was like, nah.
She cracked him. She's going, Gary Nichols. We're not Gary Nichols.
I was like, it's not happening. Like, we've just lost all this money. Like, how do you know it's not a scam? Blah, blah, blah. And then I give it, 3 weeks or so. I come home and after work one night and Leighton's on FaceTime to this supplier in another country. And the supplier's showing us his warehouse, showing us where everything's made.
The 400,000 people that work there.
Here I was thinking that we'd given up on the idea and Leighton pushed through. And
I'm back on. I think actually the money might have come out of my pocket. I think it was a struggling uni student. I think it did come out of my pocket.
No, didn't we go halves first time and then second time? I was like, nah, I'm not.
Yeah, maybe. I think you could be right. I think it was actually like our cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Shmozzle.
Yeah.
That we got ripped off on.
We didn't get ripped off. We just had no idea what we were doing.
True. Technically, you were in charge of that.
I was. And I was just.
How'd we go with that?
Yeah, not good.
Went all right. So between that and the new cricket business, we just basically thrown money in the bin.
And we're in lockdown.
Yeah. So we're going really well.
Yeah. We're in lockdown and we're just trying to figure out something that's, you know, going to fill in our time.
Get us through. Whitney would be refreshing the bloody crypto every 2 seconds because it changes.
Yeah, I got a bit addicted to watching it, didn't I?
It was a bit strange and in the end we just left it and then I think we lost it.
One day, yeah. Look, I think we put like $600 into it.
No, we tripled our money. Yeah, and then the next day we were down $400.
Yeah, and then we got out of it. We took what we could. Yeah.
But...
So pretty much
as mum would say, you wouldn't know unless you tried.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have known.
I know, you got to take risks in life sometimes, but just maybe don't come to us for advice.
Not smart risk. But to be fair, so Arrow Cricket's been going for what, about a year?
Yeah, just over a year.
But it feels like it's been going way longer.
Yeah.
It sort of started to come like more frequent sales, which is great. And I feel like...
We're getting a fair few people on board now too.
Yeah, which is really good. But I feel like our equipment is actually like really good. Like, and I'm not just saying that because it's our stuff. But like, if I was to go buy this in a shop, like I'd generally be like, well, this is good. Like, I'm going to wear this. Like, 100%. I'm not even lying. I'm being serious.
I can't comment because obviously I've never played cricket in my life. And I didn't know anything about it until I met you. But
you do have some struggles with some of our equipment.
Yeah, I do. It confuses me. But I love the look of it. And I don't know if that's just because, like,
we designed it.
Well, yeah, we designed it or what. But I think it looks cool.
And yeah, it looks unreal. Yeah. Winnie has a little bit of trouble with the cricket bats. She doesn't really understand that bats can't really touch when they're brand new sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not allowed to touch the bats anymore because I did damage a few at the start.
At the very start, Whitney may have cracked a few. Those bats are in my bag. So I've got about 5 bats that got dints in them. But don't worry. They've got bat covers on them now, so Whitney can't touch them.
And I don't touch them. Leighton handles that. So
that is my side of things. Whitney can touch the pads and whatever she wants. But how do you think it's going? How would you sum it up? Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's hard work. It's good. I love it. But yeah, it's definitely hard work. Like
Can't snooze, can you?
No, you can't.
We sort of...
Sometimes we get home from work and it was a blessing in disguise on, when was it? Thursday, our order was supposed to come.
Yeah.
And it didn't come, but I'd already worked 12 hours. I'm a hairdresser, so I would already worked 12 hours in the salon that day, and then I would have had to come home and unpack the order with you and go through it all. And
yeah, because it's not just getting it. You got to put it on our website.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And then people start messaging you about what you want, which is great. That's
and
what we want.
We frequently, now that we have a website, we frequently have to do stock takes to make sure that everything on the website matches what we've got. And all that. So it is a lot of behind the scenes work that you don't really see, but it's definitely worth it because it's a lot of fun too.
Great fun. When you see when Tom was on TV and Tom Matheson was on the Renegades crew and he was wearing our kit and we're like, oh.
It was cool.
See, that's pretty mad.
That was probably the first moment when we were like, holy shit, we actually have a brand and it's finally getting out there.
Yeah. And it's pretty good. You always see some photos in the paper with our kit, which is, it's really nice. Which is quite weird because I thought I would have copped so much shit playing cricket this year because we have our own little brand. But it was actually pretty quiet, which is, I don't know, which was good, but then which was bad at the same time.
I think it's good because even this podcast, obviously it's a bit nerve-wracking and stuff and we're a bit don't know what people are going to say.
I guarantee people will try and take the piss.
Yeah, they will. But then it's we're trying to do something good and we're trying to,
better
ourselves, I guess.
I don't think you probably listen to it. There's those 9-to-5 fitness blokes. And they talk about how, people, to give it to them. They obviously are pretty massive now. And, people absolutely give it to them. And they're just who cares? If you're listening to our podcast, you're contributing to our views and our listens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who cares? And if they want to judge, they get stuffed. But I think it's for us as building that thick skin because it is nerve wracking sitting here talking and because other people are going to listen.
Oh, it's so nerve wracking. It's
is this going to fail? Is it not going to fail?
Yeah. I don't know. I always get worried about what other people think, which I probably shouldn't.
But yeah. What about ever since COVID, you have been shocking for that. Before COVID, you could not give a shit.
Oh, yeah, before COVID, I wouldn't care what anyone said. I'd just whatever.
Actually developed, social anxiety.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. It's hard. I never used to care about anything or anyone. And then, now I'm always what are they going to say? I don't know, when Leighton brought up the whole idea about the podcast, so I just, again, laughed at him. I don't sound very supportive, do I? But I was people are going to judge us. It's going to be embarrassing. I don't know. And he's who cares? He's who cares? Honestly, what have you got to lose? And I was yeah, I guess.
I know, it's pretty funny. I guarantee there will be some people to judge, but there is, I reckon there will be one person I know that will judge, but they've been secretly looking at our...
Which is
pretty funny.
Viewing our story the other day.
Yeah, no follow, but stalking everything you would post, which is quite funny because I reckon they'll listen and then they'll probably hear this, which will be funny and know exactly who they're talking about. But
Anyway, we'll move on.
We talked about having a website. You designed the website.
Mm-hmm.
took ages. I mean, we had so many fights about the website.
Yeah, we did. I'm pretty sure we were in lockdown again. I was just blasting Kanye West in, like, remember that?
Yeah.
Trying to get the podcast going.
Oh, man, I was sick of Kanye after that.
You were trying to study. I had to be really quiet because Layton is studying to be a primary school teacher. So he was in, like, uni classes and stuff like that online. On Zoom, and
all you hear is black skinhead in the background.
Because I'm a hairdresser, I was off work and obviously not working from home or studying, so I had nothing to do. So I was like, Clayton, I'm making a website. Like, we need a website. You know, we're a business. Like, people are just messaging our Instagram page. Like, it'd be so much easier if we had a website and people can just see what we've got. They can buy what they want and then get it sent to them. So I was like, nah, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. It's going to fill in my time in the lockdown. I started it thinking it'd be an easy job. Never, ever built an online store before. So I was just winging it. And yeah, I was just, I think Kanye West's new album came out. I had my headphones on, full in concentration mode. And I reckon I was spending like 4 or 5 hours on it at once. Like, and then I'd just look at the time and be like, oh, I need to get up and eat. But
it was tough though. Like, I'm shocking on like technology and laptops. Like, that, I couldn't do that.
No, but it was good. It was worth it. So yeah, and it was funny. Like, I was so excited, and I had a deadline I wanted it done by, which I think I wanted it fully finished by Christmas. And it was like, what, September at the time. So that's a huge time frame. But I was like, nah, I want it perfect by then. And it just takes a long time because you got to put in all the codes and the prices and the sizes and take photos, edit the photos, upload the photos. Like, it takes a very long time.
It did take ages.
Anyways, I was like, yeah, we're having it done by Christmas because we're gonna launch it and we're gonna do a Boxing Day sale, thinking like it'd be so good.
Yeah,
we launched a website. I never forget it was Boxing Day.
Yeah,
just before we got COVID. Woke up in the morning and I was like beaming. I was like, right, I'm logging onto the laptop. We're launching a sale.
Sales.
No one bought anything.
No, they didn't.
Not for like, so the sale ended. And then I don't think anyone bought anything. The first order we got was in March. So we made it in December.
I know.
And I was so keen about it. And then no one bought anything off it.
But people just keep using Instagram. Like, they're just just inboxes.
Yeah. But how exciting was it when we did get our first order?
I know, it was funny. Jeez, we packed that quick. I reckon it come through and we packed it like straight away.
We're
like, yep,
oh my
this
God.
One's going.
I remember just looking at my phone and I got a notification saying you've got an order. And I was like, like, I just screamed. And I was like, wait, someone's finally
used our website. That was pretty exciting. But
it's just amazing, like, having the business, the things that you think are going to work really well never actually work. Like,
no,
it's always the things that you think won't work.
Well, going on from that, what is the most challenging part of owning the small business?
Postage.
We cannot figure out postage. They got like
because
box,
our things
box
are so,
sizes,
yeah,
and money to post.
Yeah,
is ridiculous.
Sometimes they're trying to charge us like $50 to post something, and we're like, that's just ridiculous. But it's because our stuff is so big and so heavy. Like, so the postage probably takes the longest because we have to pretty much do our research and find out which one's best value for money.
Like, no, and we haven't got like a setup either, really.
Yeah, we don't.
How to post it out. So it's like, get the laptop out, get the printer out, pack the stuff.
Yeah, we probably need to invest
stuff.
In some more like machines that just print it out for us. That's probably my fault as well, because on the website you can put the weight of everything on it so that it should be able to just
calculate it
all. But that's another
huge
job.
But as you
weigh everything.
As you said though, some things are like 3 kilos going somewhere and they're like $59. I'm like,
and you're like, what the hell?
Nah, bring it home. Don't pay that. It was really embarrassed. That's a bit embarrassing. Going to the post office and they say, this is how much it's going to be. And I turn around and go, I'm not paying that.
When like, you like card declines for no reason, like you've got money on it and you're like, why is that declined? This happened to me the other day and I was like, it declined 3 times. And I was like, I have money on my card. Why?
Do you have money on that card?
No, I did. But I was like, why is it not going through? That was embarrassing.
Then
I had to leave. And I was like, well, this is embarrassing.
So why is our website not selling as much stuff as we thought it was going to?
No, well, it is. It's definitely selling
now.
But yeah,
now.
I think a lot of people just, because it's, a lot of our stuff sort of more referred. Like, it's like, oh, my mate got me onto you.
True.
So they inbox us before because they want to know, I suppose, a bit about us, and they want to tell us that their mate got them onto us. Like, it's kind of more of like word of mouth. So I think that's why. And then we end up, because they've messaged us, we end up just selling it through Instagram.
Yeah, true. Which is easy, and it's good to like, yeah, talk to good. The customers, but it's also equally better just to get it on the website and send it away.
Another thing like we thought would really take off, and we were like, oh my God, can't wait. Like, we're going to do it. It's going to be the best decision for our business. Going to take off. We got Afterpay, and no one's even used it, which is good, I guess, because yeah. Afterpay is probably not a good thing to be using all the time. But true. I was like, yeah, that'll be so good. Like, people are going to love it. But then, like, you know, we post, like, a video and gets, like, friggin', what was it, like, 8,000 views?
Yeah.
And, like, 450 likes or something, which to us, that's big. I know that to some people, that's probably tiny.
Yeah.
But to us, we were like, oh, my God, that's so good. But, like, I literally posted that video while I was watching Big Brother the other night, made it real quick, didn't even care about it. Yeah, I was like, it's just something for the feed. It's
crazy. And then that's what sells.
Yeah, and it's so weird. It's like, that's what I mean. The things you think that aren't even going to, like, I just thought that video was just, I was just putting it out there to keep, you know, us in people's mind on Instagram. But then, yeah, like, so many people started messaging us after that or getting likes and stuff. And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I thought having Afterpay, people would be like, oh, my God, Afterpay, that's so good. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a girl and I get excited about that stuff. But
One thing that I think that's worked pretty well is, like, depends on our ambassadors. Like, they're all unreal. But I think where they have the opportunity to go up in, like, percentage.
Yes.
And I think some of them, like, actually take advantage of that, which is great.
Yeah, some definitely
do. We have, like, Tom LeBroy, massive shout-out. Yeah. He sold so much stuff for us, like, over Sorrento way. Like, he's, like, plugged a heap of it.
And it's so good because, like, with our ambassadors, pretty much they start off on a little discount, and the more, like, people that they refer to us and stuff like that, the higher their discount goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think with, like, stock and that, I think we're still getting our head around order it. Like, obviously, it's not, it doesn't get just made and here in a week. Like, it takes months.
Yeah.
Which I think we need to, obviously, money is one thing, and then ordering the right amount of stuff and what people want. Like, we just got a new set, like, style of gloves, and we're like, oh, we'll just buy a few sets. And now everyone wants them.
Yeah.
And we're like, we don't have any more because we just tried them out.
Yeah, it was just like a trial.
Do we, like, is that going to be the same next year? Is that going to be the same this year? We're just trying them. But, like, it's so hard to tell when we need stuff and what we need.
We had a pretty good flow of stock there for a while. But then, obviously, winter came and cricket ended and, you know,
we decided to try and build a house.
Yeah, so we kind of put Arrow Cricket on the back foot for a while because we were, so invested in buying our block of land and all of that sort of stuff. We're kind of back at that cycle.
We're back at the start, milling.
Pretty much trying to build it back up. Like, I don't know, we just really put it behind us because we're both working full-time, you're studying as well, and, buying the block of land.
COVID sort of finished. We never have that extra time.
Yeah, so we were like, we'll just get to Arrow Cricket when we get to it. Like, if people were ordering stuff, we were sending it out and everything, but we just weren't focusing on it.
We didn't post for age, and I think, like, if you keep posting, it pops up on people's...
In the algorithm, yeah. We went so low in that.
The algorithm. There you go.
It's a big word.
It's a massive word. talking about the house, how are you feeling about that?
I can't wait. I'm so excited about it.
I'm keen as have our own place.
Got no bloody idea what we're doing. But...
No. I know. That bloke could have, like, just taken all our money. We're like, oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
Big Merv the dog. Are you enjoy that new small backyard?
Nah, he's probably going to hate it, but that's all right.
Downsizing a lot, but you got to start somewhere.
To start somewhere, and I can't bloody wait for it.
Brand new house. Very, very. What, I was a bit nervous though the other week about Metricon because we're building through ABC.
They're whatever the media was blowing it out to be, but it's all good.
I think we're all good now, which is good.
Shout out to Maddie, hey, like
Maddie, yes,
Maddie Matheson.
Thank you. Has helped us through.
I am not at the brightest when it comes to things outside of my comfort zone, like building a house.
Can you tell me something?
Yeah.
I'm gonna write a number on my laptop.
No.
Can you please?
Nah, I'm not tell reading me it.
This number. So the number is 154356. Can you please read that to me?
No.
Why?
Because.
Can you try?
You're putting me on the spot.
Go on, try.
154,356.
Oh my God, you got it right. That is a first.
Yes.
You really thought of that too?
I really did. I had to count the how many zeros.
Oh my God, that was really good. All right, but back to Maddie. Thank you very much because, like, we...
It's still a process too. She's helping us all along the way. Like, she just answers any questions we've got. She went over our contract with us. Yeah, great.
True. So how has it been moving to Geelong? We're obviously not from Geelong. I don't know if it's obvious. But
maybe we should go back and say, like, a little bit about us because...
Yeah, right.
No one probably really knows about us. Yeah, I guess.
Go.
Well, I'm 27 and, yeah, obviously, old. Yeah, getting old.
Yeah.
From a Tucumalama, same as Leighton. And I'm a hairdresser. I've been hairdressing for 10 years now. Got two sisters, a couple of nieces and nephews. Yeah, I met Leighton about, 5 years ago now?
Yep.
And, yeah, we've moved down to Geelong.
Yep. So I obviously moved before you for uni.
You did?
I think it was a year. We were together for a year and I moved.
Maybe yeah, we probably couldn't have got together at a worse time, to be honest.
Terrible timing. So I think we got together.
And I went to Europe.
You went to Europe and I moved to Geelong.
Yeah.
I think that's how it worked.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. Anyway, long and behold, still together.
Yep.
So you moved down a year after we've been together?
Yeah.
No, maybe less.
No, it was a year after. No. Yeah.
Maybe I think less. A little bit less. I don't know.
I can't remember.
But you obviously, you left your mum's salon. You used to work for your mum.
Yes, I did. She wasn't happy. Sorry, mum.
I think Track wanted to kill me as well.
Yeah, I think she wanted to kill us both. She was heartbroken.
She's happy now, though.
Yeah, she's happy now. She's moved on.
She's telling us to move to England. she'd love hearing that.
Yeah, for 6 months. If we had kids, we wouldn't be allowed to go. She'd be like, nah, you're not leaving the country. You need to move back to Moama.
Nah, fair enough. But anyway, back being selfish, back to me. I was moved down for uni, moved into a share house with, who was in there at the start? Josh Larkin, Tim Arnell, maybe?
Yeah.
He was in there at the start. Anyway, I was there for a couple of years, maybe, no, 1 year.
Yeah, you're there for
and
a year.
And then myself, mum and dad, and my brother bought into a house in Grovedale, so we moved into there. And we are where we are now. And last year, I've actually got one more set of placement left until I graduate, which has been the longest feeling degree ever.
It's been more like 5 years. So pretty much I moved down because Leighton was at uni. So I moved down in December 2019.
And then COVID.
And then COVID happened. So I didn't even have to move down because uni became all online and he could have just done it from a junior.
I know. Well, I'm glad I'm still here.
But it's been great. I love it down
here. How'd you go finding work down here?
Yeah, good. I got work. Easy. Yeah, really easy. I actually had a job lined up probably 6 months before I moved down.
You were stoked. And it was massive too. How many people worked there?
Well, there was heaps of people that worked there at the time. Yeah.
20-something?
Yeah.
And now you're a different place, but a nice little salon.
Yeah, it's good. Love it. The girls are great.
Do you want to give it a little plug?
Sarah, if you're listening, my boss, Smith Hair Studio. It's good.
Smith Hair Studio. Sarah, where is Mal. Smith Hair Studio?
It's on...
Where can we find you? We need you during the week.
On Ryrie Street. I think we're number 90.
Number 90 Ryrie Street. What's over the road? Something nice over the road?
Yeah, Toasty.
Toasty? What's Toasty?
It's a cafe. Go over there and get Toasty.
Who owns Toasty?
You know what? Even while you get your hair cut, you can order a Toasty online. I'll bring it across to you.
Good stuff?
Yeah, it's great.
Take that.
So
what's it like working there?
Good. I love it. It's just the three of us girls and we all get along really well. And then obviously, Toasty's across the road, which is my boss's partner's business. And we kind of just work in together.
There you go. Going back, I know we talked about your family before, but like who are your family members? You just said you had two sisters. And you said
I've got two sisters. So I'm the youngest out of the three of us girls.
Yep.
So my older sister, Selena.
Yep.
And then I've got the middle sister, Bronte, and then there's me. And Selena has a little girl, which is my niece. She is Lily. 11, going on 16. I think she thinks she's 16. She thinks she's 16 and acts 16.
Yeah. She knows way too much.
Yeah, she knows way too much, but love her. So So that's Lily. And then Bronte, the middle sister, she's got two kids. So she's got Simone and Carter.
Yep.
Carter is 7 and Simone is 3.
3. Yes, very true.
Simone's crazy, my niece.
Should I tell the listeners a real funny story about me and Lily? Should I or not?
Yeah, go on.
Well, anyway, Whitney's sister Selena has a daughter, Lily. And we go camping every year at Easter, same spot. And I bring my little motorbike, little Atomic 125. And we like buzz around on it all weekend. Anyway, it got to like the last day we were there and I hadn't filled up the motorbike. I'm like, righto, Lily, one last ride. So we went like, how far is it to Stewart's Bridge from where we camp?
3 Ks. Three point something. You're going to give away a camp spot.
So anyway, yeah, right. And then anyway, I rode all the way there and then I got to the bridge and went, doo, and I was like, what? Anyway, ran out of fuel, stinking hot. It was like 38 degrees, like no joke.
Oh, yeah, it was so
and
hot.
And anyway, I had to push the motorbike back the whole way with Lily and she was like cracking it.
I think like, she was like, what, 8 at the time?
Yeah, and she's like, you're pushing, like attitude, giving me stink. And she's just like, you're pushing me on the motorbike. And I was like, okay, Lily, jump on. And she couldn't like steer the motorbike. So we're just like going off into the bushes. And I'm like, Lily, steer it straight. And I was like, trying to stay calm. But I just couldn't. And then anyway, she goes, I'm getting off. And she just sat on the side of the road. And she goes, if you don't get me back to my, no, what did she say?
To the campsite.
You don't get back to the campsite, I'm telling mum. And I'm like, but you won't be back to the campsite. And she's like, what'd you say? I'm going to tell her. She was trying to blackmail me anyway.
I'm going
to
tell her you hit me or something.
She's like, I'm going to. Oh, yeah. She was blackmailing me. And anyway, we finally walk all the way back.
The funniest part was, though, like, they had been gone for hours.
Hours.
And we're, like, just sitting around the campfire, having drinks, having a good time. And my mum come over and she's like, oh, Layton and Lily have been gone for a while. Should we go for a drive and check on them?
It could have come about an hour earlier.
And I was like, nah, they'll be fine. Like, it's the last ride for the camp trip because it was getting dark and it was our last camp night. So I was like, nah, they'll be fine. And then mum's like, can you call him? I'm like, nah, he wouldn't have had his phone. Layton never takes his phone anyway.
Doesn't work.
So we're just sitting around hours and hours. And then mum goes, nah, that's it. Someone needs to go check up on them. Like, they've been gone for ages. Get in the ute. So we got in the ute and we start driving out to the main road and they were 200 meters from the campsite by this stage.
I was sweating and I just like got in the campsite and I was like, right, I put the motorbike down, had enough of Lily, like she just talked the whole time telling me she's going to blackmail me and all this. A 9-year-old blackmailing me. And I sat down, pulled up the camp chair, pulled up my esky, got a beer and like just sat down and like just opened it up and was about to enjoy it. Anyway, Lily comes over with her camp chair, puts it like on top of mine, sits down next to me and cracks a can of what Pepsi Max.
Yeah.
And she was acting like nothing was wrong. And I was
she
like,
goes, that was hard.
That was hard. And I'm like, oh. I was raged. And then the next year, I think it might have been karma, to be honest. I put new grips on the motorbike. And anyway, went through this mud pile. Anyway, we just fell over. Like, we're going, like, not quick at all. And we just stacked it. Anyway, she won't get back on the motorbike. So there's no chance of me and Lily running out of fuel ever again.
Yeah, now she's scared of it.
She's scared of it. The first time I ever went out and met Whitney's parents was that they were camping.
And I didn't even introduce
her. Didn't introduce me. Like, I just rocked up. She likes to come over. She's like, hello, Lane. And then like she just walked off. So I'm like, great. So I was like, all these people like didn't really know there. And I was like, yeah, great. You know, I went and sat down. I have like pretty long hair, had my hat on. First thing your dad ever said to me was, you got a wig. Is it a wig? And I was like, yeah, great.
Well, I did pre-warn you. And I said, I bet you when you meet my dad, he'll say to you, you need a haircut.
I know. And then they started making the jokes about my last name.
Yeah, McCann.
Well, McCann.
Gonna crush McCann.
You know, get a McCann. And I was like, oh, how many dad jokes can one person take?
Dad and Roger are the ultimate dad joke. Like, you literally cannot have a conversation with them because it always just turns into a joke. Like, I'll come home and, like, something bad's happened, like, I don't know. For instance, I could have crashed my car or something. He'd be like, oh, my God, Dad. Oh, my God. Like, this happened, blah, blah, blah. And he'll just be like,
true story.
Yeah, he'll just make a joke out of it and won't even care.
Oh, no. Actually, talking about that.
Yeah.
Crashed your car. How about your car? What do you drive?
I drive Hyundai Tucson and I love it.
You love it? I, but you know I hate what, it. Weird? I hope you love it. Why do I hope that you love it?
It's a very love-hate relationship with my car. I love it and, you know, I just pretend that I didn't buy it for...
for more than what it's worth. So yeah. Can you refresh my mind because I can't really remember.
Okay.
Was it a brand new car? Because you paid a price. No. Oh, it's not a brand new car.
I'll tell the story.
Yeah, right, I go on.
So basically, Leighton moved down to Geelong and I was adamant I was never moving to Geelong. No way, not moving. We'll just make it work, I said. So I was driving down to Geelong one day and it was pouring rain. I was in my little Mitsubishi Lancer, which was a great car. And I don't know, I'd never, every time, my Google Maps just sucks. And every time I use it, it sent me a different way to Geelong. So I never really knew the way to Geelong because every time I went a different way. And this one time I had to turn onto the freeway just out of like Bacchus Marsh coming into Geelong. And it was pouring rain. I couldn't see. And my Google Maps said turn. So I was just listening to it because I didn't have like Apple CarPlay or whatever. Like it was just a Mitsubishi Lancer. So I turned. And next thing you know, I'm going down the wrong way of the freeway. So I was like, ah, shit. Like slam brakes on, had to do a U-ey, go back. And I was in a mad panic. And I was like, oh my God. Like I literally just drove down the wrong side of the freeway. Like, you know, when you see those signs that say stop.
No entry.
Yeah. No, you know, the big ones on the freeway and it's like, stop, wrong way, turn around.
You were
and
there.
You always think, who the hell would see them? I saw them because I drove down the wrong way of the freeway. So then I was like, nah, that's it. I'm getting a new car. I need a car that's got maps built into it, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not moving down to Geelong. So if I'm going to be doing this drive all the time, like I need something that's reliable, it's going to get me there. So I just was like, when I get set on an idea, I just am set on it. It's got to happen. It's got to happen now. So I was looking up cars and Dad wasn't really helping me because he was the same. He's like, you don't need a new car. Like, what do you want a new car for? Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm getting a new car with or without you. So anyway, I went to Melbourne. It was a bit dodgy. Got this car, Hyundai Tucson.
Did you test drive it?
No, I hadn't even test drived it. I just loved the look of it. So I was like, yep, this is the one. This is what I'm getting. This guy knew he had me. Like, he knew. He rang me the week before because he knew I was from a Tucson. And he's like, do you want the windows tinted? We'll get it all done for you. Like, he knew. So I was like, yeah, I'll get the windows tinted, blah, blah, blah. Like, he was up telling the shit out of me and I was just... eating it, like
you ate it all up. Yeah. Too. So, like, the price of a brand new car.
Yeah. So, pretty much, I got my car secondhand. It was only a year old, but I got it secondhand, and I paid more for it secondhand than what they were brand new.
But you love the car.
Yeah, but I love it.
You love the car. What about the first night you had the car?
So I was like happy as a pig in shit. I drove from Melbourne to Geelong. I was like, yep.
I just got it that day.
Had no number plates on it, nothing. I had a permit for it. I wasn't supposed to be driving it, but I'll rock up to the cricket club because that's where Leighton was, obviously. Got it on a Saturday and he was playing cricket. And it happened to be the night that Cozzy challenged him to a red wine challenge. And Leighton does not drink red wine.
He physically can't.
So anyway, I was like, I'm going home. Like, I shouldn't be driving this car around. Like, it's getting late. I'm going to get...
mixing Bundy rum and red wine together.
Oh, yuck. And I was like, it's going to get... like, I'm going to get pulled over by the cops and they're going to be like, why are you driving this car around? Blah, blah, blah. It's got no plates. It's not even registered. So I was like, nah, I'm going home. So Lane's like, I'll sneak off with you because, you know, I don't think I can hark it anymore.
Ah, that's not what I said, Cozzy.
We're driving down... Torquay Highway, I think it was.
Torquay Highway. Yeah, is that what you got? Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, keep going.
Driving down Torquay Highway and all of a sudden, Leighton just starts like spewing on the floor.
Oh, no.
You spat three times and I was like, stop spitting. Like, this is brand new. I've just picked this car up today.
It wasn't really a spit. It was like a...
No, you spat.
No.
And then you started like dry reaching and gagging like you're going to vomit everywhere. So I kicked him out of the car. And I told him he can walk.
On Torquay Highway. So I soldiered on like a...
So I drove off. I cracked the shit. So I was like, he's so disrespectful. Like, this is my brand new car. And he's letting spewing on the floor almost. Like, he'd spat on the floor already three times. Like, didn't even have car mats in it. Like, I was so angry.
I did not spit.
And then the guilt got to the better of me. So I drove like probably 300 meters mm-hmm. and I turned around and came back and I was like, get back in the car, but don't spew.
But there's something weird about your car.
Oh, the
brake lights go out. Yes, every 2 weeks.
If anyone knows how to fix this, please.
Yes, can you please ask?
I've changed the brake lights so many times and it's probably once a month. Your brake light's out. Sometimes they both go out.
It's good. You don't need brake lights.
You know, nah. No, I feel like my windscreen wipers, they're really bad.
They're good. You know what, the car, it was a bargain.
Oh, I love it.
An absolute bargain.
It's had so many problems. So I got it and the battery died. Remember that? Rang late and one night after work, battery died. All the brake lights go out of the time. Oh, the cops pulled me over and told me it was unregistered. And, like, I have the rego papers to prove that it is registered.
What about the middle of COVID? Remember we used to, because we have New South Wales license and plates still. We used to dodge the lockdowns. We used to sneak off. Anyway, we're making our way outside of Geelong in Whitney's car, New South Wales plates. Coppers pulls us over. And he's like, this is not registered.
And I was like, it is registered. And he's like, and where are you guys going? And we're like, oh, we're just going home because, like, actually we live in Geelong, but our licenses said we lived in Miami, New South Wales. So we're like, oh, we're just going home. We're just going home. Like, you know, don't find us because we're actually not supposed to be, like, 5 kilometres from our house right now.
And he did, like, I think he was stumped by the non-registered thing.
I whipped out my rego papers and I was like, look, it's registered. Here is my rego papers. And he was just, like, baffled. He was like, but, like, it's coming up unregistered in our system. Like, well, it is registered. Anyway, he let me go. But, like, I've been to the RTA in Myanmar. I've been to Vic Roads. I've been to the Victorian Police about it, and no one seems to know how to fix it. So
that's why you buy a VS Commodore Ute.
Nah, I love my Hyundai.
Well, yeah, it's all right. It was a bargain. It was good.
It's definitely not a Kia.
It's not
the owner, if you're listening.
Mum will be listening to this. Mum has a Kia, Whitney has a Hyundai, and they are exactly the same. But Whitney will not admit they look anything alike. A little inside joke, people probably won't know, but very funny, very funny. So what does it look like when you first meet Leighton? Such a handsome man?
Well, I can't really remember it, to be honest, because we met at the nightclub in Echuca.
At OPT, yeah, if anyone meets OPT, what a place.
Echuca's one and only nightclub. Yeah, I was out one night and I don't know, we just had a little sneaky dance floor kiss. I think Taylor McKenzie hooked that up for us.
Yeah.
And then what did we do? We went home together.
We did, yes.
And then in the morning, I just hit Leighton and said, I'll drive you home in the morning. And he just wouldn't wake up. He was passed out. And I was like, oi, wake up. And he wouldn't wake up. And, like, you think being in Echuca, we would have already known each other. But I had no idea who Leighton was. And I don't know if he knew me. But
your mum did my done.
Yeah, small town.
My mum's hair.
Yeah, so Leighton's mum had been coming to the salon for ages. And I didn't realise that was Leighton's mum. And anyway, so I was like, wake up, trying to get home, and he wouldn't wake up. So I just legged it, and I just ran. We stayed out. They've got, like, a little shed out the back. So we stayed out there, and I just legged it from the shed.
You make it sound like it's dodgy. It's a palace out the back. It is a palace. It's got carpet, plaster walls. It is a palace.
Little did I know Fiona was upstairs looking out the window.
Mum gets up at 4:30 in the morning every morning.
She's seen this little blonde girl running away.
And you do live only 300 metres up the road.
And then she was in the salon the next week getting her hair done, and I didn't even know that.
Awkward. Very awkward.
Very awkward.
No, funny. And then at my 21st, remember, she said,
she goes, you know, you don't have to sneak away in the night. You can stay the whole night.
You've just been caught red-handed.
Yeah, I had. But, and then so pretty much after that night, I was like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. I was, what, 22 at the time because you were nearly 21.
Yeah.
I'm older than Leighton. So, the next weekend I was out again with my friends and he was out. And I was like, oh, there's that guy that I kissed last weekend. That good-looking
rooster.
So we were at the Shamrock in Echuca and the bar is like a U-shaped type of thing. So he was on the left-hand side and I was in the middle. And we were both ordering drinks at the same time and we caught, like, eye contact. So I, like, waved to him because I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, we kissed last weekend. And he snobbed me.
Yeah.
He looked away. He looked at me, I waved, and he looked away.
Just borrowing books, mate, at the library.
I was like, Are you serious? I was so mad. So anyway, I let it slide and I was like, nah, he's annoyed me. I'm so mad at him. Like, how can he just snob me like that? So then I was at the Yank, the American, after the Shami, we went to the Yank. And he was there on the dance floor and I was on the dance floor. And we kind of like somehow started dancing near each other. And then I just was like, I'm going to make this really awkward. And I'm going to say something because like he just snobbed me. So I was like, hey, do you remember me? And he's like, oh, hey, yeah. And then gave me like a hug and all that. And then we've been talking ever since.
Was it my dance moves that attracted you? It must have been.
Well, you do love a good dance.
I do love a good dance. So talking about that, I've actually done a little bit of research and asked some people some things. We want to know about We want to know about your attempt to do your own Brazilian wax. Quite a good story. Very good story.
Who told it? Selena told you this, my sister, didn't she?
Yes, she did. I've just thrown her under the bus. But yes. Oh.
Well, sorry. Do we really have to go there?
Well, you don't have to give details, but I wouldn't mind hearing the story. I think it's funny.
Oh. One time I tried to do my own Brazilian and my sister was a beauty therapist, so I would have stolen her wax pot. And I was in the bathroom and stupid me must have been cooking something a bit earlier. So I'd left the stove on and not realised that I'd left the stove on and I'd had a shower and everything by now. And anyway, so I was trying to wax down there, I guess you'd say. And I was like midway through. And my dad like bangs on the door because obviously I'd left the stove on. So he was like, Whitney, what are you doing in there? Why have you left the stove on? I've shit myself, stood up really quick because I was like, oh my God, like dad's going to open the door. It's like not going to be a good view. So I stood up and then he didn't come in. And I was like, oh, I'm just having a shower, dad. Like just yelling out like, go away. And then because I stood up, I'd realized I freaking had stuffed my butt cheeks together with wax. So then I was like in full panic mode because I was like, oh my God, like I've stuck my asshole together with wax. What am I going to do? So I had to call Selena and ring her and be like, how do I dissolve this wax? Like I've stuck my butt cheeks together. And yeah, can you imagine getting that phone call?
Yes, that's great. Thank you very much, Selena, for that. We're talking about you leaving stuff on the stove. I've actually, like, no offense, but I probably don't know a worse cook. No, let's take that back. You've got so much better, like heaps better.
I'm still cooking. A bad cook, though.
Yeah, but you're heaps better than what you, like, used to be.
Remember that time I served you
that's what I'm getting
a raw, Kiev.
Do you want me to tell a story?
You tell it.
I was sitting down and Whitney's like, oh, I'll cook dinner tonight. I'm like, and she's like, it's a Kiev. I'm like, you beauty, like, you cannot stuff up a Kiev. Anyway, I'm sitting down, I'm ready. Cooks me dinner, happy as Larry. Sit down, cut open the chicken. I thought I better check. I never usually check. And like, it was pink, like bright pink. And I'm like, Whitney, it's pink. And she goes, oh, I don't think I turned the oven on. So she cooked my veggies. The veggies were piping hot. The Kievs had just been sitting in the oven for like 40 minutes and she just put them on the plate. It was one of the...
And I was proud as punch.
She you're
was
like, proud. You sat down and like, oh, I got this. Yeah, and I was like, well, anyway. We ended up
getting takeaway that night, I think.
Yes, I think so. Kebab, sober?
Probably,
yeah. But I know she's come a long way, a long, long way.
I can nail a good chicken parmy.
Chicken parmy, yeah, you're good at that.
Yeah. What
actually, talking, you're very interesting with your food.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me what you like? What is your favorite food?
A chicken parmy.
Chicken parmy.
Or chocolate.
With salad?
No, chips and veg.
What about, do you like salad?
No, I don't like salad. I like a little bit of salad.
What sort of salad?
I don't like lettuce, if that's what you're referring to. I absolutely hate it. Hate it. With a passion. Like,
yep.
If I'm drunk and it's 4 a.m. and I'm eating kebab and there's a slither of lettuce in there, I will taste it and I will know that there is lettuce in my kebab.
Okay, so what's your go-to kebab order when you're drunk?
Chicken, cheese, carrot, and mayo.
Chicken, cheese, carrot, and mayo. How many times out of 10 do you think the people behind the counter get that right?
Oh, not very often. Got it.
Why can't you just eat the lettuce?
But why can't they just make it the way I've ordered it?
True. So do you, here's another one for you. Do you like watermelon?
No, that's the fruit equivalent of lettuce.
So you don't like lettuce, you don't like watermelon.
So watery and mushy and yuck. Yuck.
What else? What? You won't eat anything on the bone, like a pork chop?
No, not really.
Nah, steak?
Like, if I have to, I would, but like I wouldn't not eat it, but
have you ever
I would never buy it and eat it.
Have you ever had a prawn?
Nah.
Will you ever try a prawn?
No.
What's wrong with prawns?
They freak me out.
Why?
The smell, the look, they've got eyes, they've got feet.
But what if they don't have, what if they're like...
You literally have to, it's like, do you kill a cow before you eat it? No. A prawn, yes. Like, you've got to skin it and everything. Like, nah.
You'll eat, like, roast pork and...
Yeah, because I don't have to skin it myself.
It's got the pork, it's got the fat on the back. The pork, roast pork.
Yeah, but you eat it, it turns to crackle.
Yeah, but you can... The prawns are cooked. You know, prawns are like grey at the start.
Yeah, I know that. But like, you've got to decompose the prawn before you can eat it.
What about the ones that are already decomposed?
No, because all I can envision is pulling its head off. And
so don't you envision a little piggy running around in the yard?
No, I don't. No, and if we were eating a roast pork and you said that to me, I'd probably stop eating it right then because I'd feel really gross.
What about chicken? Roast chicken. They got bones and shit in it.
I'll just eat the breast.
See, this is what I love about Whitney. Right? I'm all about eating the legs and that.
Yeah.
And all she eats is the breast. So perfect.
It's great.
You do. You got to love that for sure. Okay.
One time I nearly went off eating pork because.
Why?
I actually never knew that crackle was the skin of the pig.
Had little hairs on it, didn't it?
Yeah. And I think Selena, my sister, told me one day, she's like, you know, that's the skin of the pig. And, like, I love crackle, and I just couldn't look at it the same after she told me that.
You just see a little pig running around.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, my God, I'm eating skin. Like, I'm eating the pig skin. Anyway, I eat it now. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
It's good.
That's great, man.
It took me a while to get there.
So, a little bit more about you. I know this might be a bit challenging. It's just a little question. What do you think is one thing about yourself people would be surprised about? I'll put you on the spot here.
Oh, you have. Probably that I don't like lettuce, to be honest.
Everyone is like, wow, that's weird.
Yeah,
everyone. Even watermelon. People are like, what?
Yeah, everyone does think that's weird.
Anything else? Like,
something that surprises me. I'm really good with technology, maybe.
Yeah, you are really good with technology. Love it. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know. Can you think of anything that would surprise people about me?
I
care about what people think, I think. Like, because I probably don't look like
that.
No,
you're probably right.
People
yeah.
think I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah, but you definitely do.
Yeah.
True. I can't really think of anything else. Do you have anything to ask me?
Yeah.
So you're typing a few notes there.
I was typing a few little notes. So
are you going to try and stitch me up?
Yeah, actually, I am, because you stitched me up before.
Yeah.
So tell me about that time you shit the bed. tell about when you vomited in the bed.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Not like all details. Not all details. So one night I had a few beers.
A few.
I didn't really eat. I'm putting it down to that.
Tried to challenge my cousin's boyfriend, I think, to a drink off. Gus, if you're listening.
It wasn't really a drink off.
I don't know if Gus knows that you spewed the bed after this.
He was crook too, wasn't he?
Not as crook as you.
I think, yeah, anyway. Anyway, I've gone home, sleeping in the palace out the back, obviously. Best place at our house. And I have fallen asleep and I have vomited in my sleep. And I literally cannot remember doing this. And apparently Whitney cracked him because she couldn't wake me up.
He was asleep in his own vomit.
Went upstairs, asked mum to come help.
Yeah, it was 4 a.m. and I had to go upstairs, like go inside, upstairs, wake up Fee and say, I need your help because like spewed in the bed.
And mum was being really nice, wasn't she? Like,
she was like, she was like, oh, it's okay, honey, it's okay. And I was like, lift your head up, Leighton. Like, I was a bit mad.
I do not recall one single minute of that at all.
Yeah, he slept through it, and in the morning he was like,
what happened?
I had no idea what had happened.
Except I could smell vomit, but there was no vomit.
The smell was, like, I didn't mind picking the vomit up. It was the smell of it. Oh, yuck. Anyways, going on from that, let's talk about now how you shit the bed a couple of weeks after that.
No, was it? Oh, was
it? It was a couple of weeks after that.
Well, this one's a bit, I don't know. I've never had gastro in my whole life, right? And Whitney has it. So, of course, I get it. Anyway, I'm thinking.
He was telling me I was being so dramatic.
Come on, Whitney, stop being so dramatic. Like, you're just going to the toilet. Like,
who cares? Then he got it.
And then I got it, and I could not get off the toilet. And obviously, men get sicker than women, which is fact, obviously. And anyway, I was like, Whitney, I'm going to go for a quick nap. Anyway, got in bed. I was comfy as, and I had like sport shorts on with like, they've got the built-in jocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I fell asleep, and I like was rugged right up, and I was getting a bit hot in that. So I woke up and I thought I was like sweating, like, you know, around my groin and like in my jocks and like. But then I sort of put my like hand down my pants and I like found out it was like the runniest diarrhea you've ever seen. So I got up from my room and I've tried to walk down the hallway and I was walking like a cowboy and I was like dripping down the back of my like thighs and I got to the shower and got in the shower and I was like, it was like the same sort of thickness as the body wash. So like washing myself, I don't know what if I was washing like the diarrhea or the body wash off me and I was like really crying. I was like, this is the worst day of my whole life. Anyway, and then another time you did change the sheets there, which was actually really good of you. And you shouldn't have because I was telling you to harden up a little bit when you had.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the end of that story. Sort of nearing the end of our podcast. It's been like really good. It's very nerve-wracking sitting here talking to each other like this. We usually do, but like, I know it's a little bit different. It's fun. But
it's like, different because you know the whole world's going to listen to it. Like,
not the whole world.
Well, not, you know what I mean? Like, it's out there for the whole world. Anyone can listen to it.
But we'll probably miss so much. But what, like, if someone in, like, no means are we the best business owners in the world. Like, if someone wanted to start a business, what would you say? Like, what are you going to say to them?
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah. It's hard work, but do it. Like, it's hard work, but it's so cool seeing, like, your thing. Like, that's our thing. Like, that's our brand, our logo. Oh, let's talk about, sorry, I know that you probably didn't want to bring up another topic. Let's talk about how someone stole our design.
Yes, that. Yeah, all right. You talk about it because, it gets you more angry.
It gets me so mad. So I am not a graphic designer or anything like that. I'm clearly just a hairdresser, but I design all our own logos. And I'm so, like, proud of them. I love them. I think they look good. Like, so excited. That's, like, my hobby. Like, I love designing things on the computer. That's, like, fun for me. Anyway, so I put so much pride and effort into designing all of our logos on the website and everything like that. And then this guy started messaging us on Instagram and he's starting up like a bat refurb business somewhere. No idea where. Couldn't even tell you. But then like a week later, or probably 2 weeks, he messaged us and he said, where do you get your stickers made? And we didn't tell him because like, why would we tell him that? Yeah, like, it's a bit weird. And then he messaged us like another week later asking if we would like to send our cricket bats to him to get refurbed. And no, like we've got a guy in Geelong that does them.
Yeah.
So like it would just be such a stuff around. Like good on him for trying to get his business out there. But like it'd be such a stuff around for us to have to try and send them to him.
True.
And then he send them back and then us send them to the customer.
Yeah.
A week later, he uploads a photo.
Exactly.
And he's literally copied our logo. Exactly the same.
But put his name on it.
And the thing is, like, he didn't go to the same graphic designer as us or anything like that because I designed them. Like, he didn't just say, you know, hey, I saw something that you like did Arrow Cricket stickers and stuff like that. Could you do a similar design? He has fully taken our design and stolen it.
Oh, no, hadn't
he? I was furious.
Furious?
Furious. I was like, I worked so hard on that. Like, that was my pride and joy. That is our business, our logo. And he's just taken it from under our feet and pretty much made a Kmart version of our logo. No, seriously, that's how mad it made me. And he's promoting the shit out of it.
He is, yeah. Yeah, saying that, I do agree 100%, like, he's taking the piss, that bloke. But as we're going back to what we're talking about how, like, just go for it, I reckon. Like, if you're scared of stepping on people's toes, it's like, who honestly cares? How many plumbers are there in Geelong?
Yeah, exactly.
How many builders are there in Geelong?
Like, just do it, but don't steal someone's logo.
That's true.
That is Come up with your own design and your own logo.
I know. Anything else before we end the podcast?
No, I think that's about it.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's been very nerve-wracking, but it has. Like, really good. It's gone actually pretty quick, this podcast, which has been great.
I don't know. I feel like we've left out so much, but that's okay.
We probably have.
We'll check plenty more episodes we can make.
Our next episode will be with Braden McGregor, and that'll be a bit more like
sports chat,
and I think there might be a few beers under the belt as well, so there might be a little bit swearing and carrying on in that, but I'm looking forward to it. So the idea for our podcast is everyone asks about us, what's our theme, right? And our theme's like, it's a bit weird because we don't really have a theme, but it's more about like interviewing or talking to just everyday people. Like, you see a lot of podcasts with celebrities, but like, we want to sort of know about
everyday people.
Like, as we said,
your what next everyone's door neighbors. Going through, like relatable stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously, yeah, trying to get our business out there a little bit. And
yeah, so throughout, you'll probably hear us. Yeah,
there's going to be a lot of discount codes and stuff like that.
So if you're listening to this, I don't write at the end, but if you want some cricket kit, what code are we using with?
It's been Arrow10.
Arrow10.
All in lowercase.
Yep, 10% off.
Yeah, so on the website, obviously, like, you add everything to your cart, whatever you want. On the checkout, there'll be a spot for codes, discount codes.
Yep.
So you just type in Arrow10, click enter, and it'll take 10% off everything that's in your cart.
Yeah. I'm saying that, like, I'm really looking forward to, like, not interviewing, but having guests on, because so we've got Greggy lined up, and then I'm going to try and get Tom on to talk about himself, which might be hard. Jake Smithy, he's not, like, it'll be sports orientated, it'll be life orientated. Oh, no, it's just sort of, going through your next-door neighbours, like, just your everyday people. But thank you very much for listening.
And if you have any questions, like, just message our Instagram or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And if you want them answered, if you have any good ideas of things that you might want to hear from us.
Even guests who you would like to hear from. I know that, there's plenty around. I'll try and
just shoot us a message.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really appreciate everyone having a quick listen and thank you and goodbye.